The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
Dear Dr. Kenner, I have a 6-year-old grandson, Ricky, who has an anger problem at school. The principal has asked us to move him to a special school where teachers can deal with him more one-on-one. Ricky's teacher doesn't want him to leave. As grandparents who take care of him, what can we do at home to help him manage his anger himself? Now that's great, because you can't manage his anger, but to have Ricky manage his own anger, that's a great question. At home, he is rarely stubborn. Okay, now you have a problem, because how are you going to help him manage his anger if you don't see it? We set rules, boundaries, and bargain with him when he gets angry. He doesn't get angry to the point of it being a problem. When Ricky was 4 years old, he and his parents lived with us while they were waiting to purchase a new home. They've been living in their new home for 2 years now. We watch Ricky and his sister while their parents work. What can I do to help? Grandma of a child she doesn't want to see lost in the system, if a few changes can help. Thank you, Rosemarie. Rosemarie, you're a very caring grandma to write this, because you're trying to make an effort to help Ricky not fall between the cracks. And you can see that happening. And it does happen early on with many kids. And many times they don't catch up. Many times they don't know how to make themselves into better people or to value themselves. They feel very low self-esteem because they're put in special classrooms or a particular teacher didn't like them. And they don't know how to regroup. But before we get to the question of how to help Ricky deal with his anger, let's look at anger itself. What do you do when anyone gets angry, whether it's your grandson, your husband, your boss, your friend, or yourself? In order to figure out how to manage anger or how to help Ricky manage anger, first you need to know the precise cause of anger. And that means you need to do some detective work. You first need to ask, if you're feeling angry, what am I feeling now and why? Now, that's good for Ricky to know, too. And since you know it's anger, then you need to know that anger has to do with things not feeling fair. Anger tells you it's an injustice issue. Something's unfair. So ask yourself, what feels unfair? Ricky can learn to do this, too. What's feeling unfair to me right now? Now, you might say, you might have some anger. You might feel, I'm furious at my daughter because she doesn't pay enough attention to her son, Ricky. It's not fair that she has a child and then dumps him on me because she goes off and works. This is her responsibility. Ricky is having lots of problems now and she's too busy to pay attention to them. Notice, if this were the case for you and your anger is intense, then you know that this is an important value to you. That's what the intensity of anger would tell you, or of any emotion. You can then ask, why does this mean so much to me? And you may say, well, my daughter spends more time with her friends than she does with Ricky, her son, and that makes me feel angry. You may also notice some insecurity and sadness. I feel like a failure as a mom when my daughter just ignores Ricky, her parenting responsibilities. Okay, so that's just an example in your life, and it may not match the facts in your life, but how to explore your own anger. Now we can help Ricky.
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. I wish I knew more about what girls want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. Huh. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
Now we can help Ricky. So Ricky's 6 years old. What is it that he perceives as unfair? What is the source of his anger? Notice it's not on the home front. It's not with you. So what is unfair to him? Since it's happening mostly at school, you want to look for clues there. Are the kids teasing him? Are they calling him freckleface or mean names? Is he being cast in the role of the bad kid at school? And maybe his sister is being cast in the role of the good kid. In that case, I'd go to my website, drkenner.com and get the book, How Siblings Without Rivalry, How to Help Kids Out of That Problem by Adele Faber and Elaine Maslisch. Is he being scapegoated or being teased? Is there any abuse? This is much more serious, that he's trying to keep secret and it's showing up at school. It could just be a bully at school, or it could be worse. But is he trying to avoid someone on the way to school or at school that's hurting or abusing him or taunting him? How do you get information from him? How do you draw him out naturally? You don't want to do it lawyer style, putting him, you know, on the stand and saying, okay, why are you angry? And he'd say, I don't know, or I'm not angry, or he might play dumb. I don't know what you mean. You don't want to draw him out with a lot of why questions and that tone of voice that sounds critical. Instead, you can say to him, you know, tell him a few details about your day, because that softens the mood and it makes him feel less like he's on the stand. And you say, you know, yeah, today I got really angry at Sean because maybe someone that comes to the house to help out, because he wasn't listening to me. And he might say, you know what, Ma or Grandma, I got really angry at Joey today because he kept calling me mop head, and I can't help it that my hair is frizzy, and I called him a bad name and knocked his book on the floor, and the teacher put me in timeout and made me skip recess. She makes me so mad. She always takes his point of view and she never listens to me. Instead of then grilling him, you can say, you know, sounds like you had a really tough day. What can you do differently if Joey calls you a bad name again? And then you can help him work through alternatives. Maybe just go to the teacher then. Instead of, if Joey calls you mop head, then go to the teacher and let her know that. So you want to help him learn how to be assertive rather than aggressive. You want to help him work with the teachers. You want to draw him out and help him connect with friends better so that school is a place that's easy to be at. And he may have family issues. He may be very upset with his mom. He may feel abandoned by her, and he has to go to your house every day. And even though you're really nice, he may not like it. So the more kids get to express what's heartfelt for them, what's deep down and true for them, the less you'll see them acting out their pain and their frustration. And so I would deal with it that way.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
I just have this talent for falling in love with the wrong guy in the wrong place at the wrong time.
How many guys were there?
Three. The last one was the manager of a finance company back home in Pittsburgh. They found a little shortage in his accounts, but he asked me to wait for it.
And that's from The Apartment, an older movie. What about dating? What if you feel like you're always making the wrong choices, and it's the wrong guy, the wrong place, the wrong time, and it happens repeatedly? It's really hard to know how to go about dating, and as I mentioned later on in the show, I'll be talking with Don Kiefer on this very topic. But you want to look for character traits, and we all do this naturally. You want to look for a person who's honest. If they're cheating or if they're not leaving a tip when they should leave a decent tip because you got very good service, that's important. You want to look for somebody who says they're going to do what they're going to do. I can remember a guy telling me he's going to pick me up for a date, and I got all dressed up and ready and waiting, and he never shows up. He had better things to do that night. That's very painful. He's crossed off my book. He's not going to be someone that I enjoy. You want to look for someone who has a mind of their own, meaning someone who, when you ask, what do you want to do, it's not that they run roughshod over you and say, well, we're definitely going to see this adventure killing movie, and you don't want to do that. But they do have an opinion, and that you can both put stuff on the table and talk about the things you both enjoy and then figure out where to go from there. And you also want someone who's productive. If they're always saying, hey, can you foot the bill again for me? And you just constantly feel like you're being taken advantage of, you don't want that either. So those are primary virtues, real good character traits that you want in a lasting partner. And you need to actually look for those. You need to look for those by how the person makes you feel inside. You need to look at what they say, what they do. And as I mentioned earlier, all of the body language and tone of voice. And
what's wrong with adventure movies?
Adventure movies can be a lot of fun, as long as that's not the only thing on your menu. You want to be able to speak up. If you don't like adventure movies, don't go to them. So you need to be able to have the communication between you open. And many couples don't have that. Many long-standing married couples don't have that.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
Encourage your partner to pursue his or her values. You do not want your partner to ever give up important values, assuming they're not irrational values, such as taking illicit drugs, being abusive, or having an affair. Neither partner should ask the other to give up valued activities or valued friends, assuming the friends are not unpleasant or dishonest people. This principle applies to all important values held by your partner, but especially the most essential ones, such as a career. Encouraging your partner to act to achieve important values, but also helping your loved one to maintain the proper attitude toward those values, is part of living up to this principle.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.